We hadn't even gotten out of the county when disaster struck. We were on a stretch of Highway 501 just outside of Conway, South Carolina. We were very familiar with this area, a four-lane divided highway with a large grass median. There wouldn't be another traffic light for miles, and traffic was very light. Larry was annoyed by the banging of the bathroom door, which I had forgotten to secure. Let me say here firmly that I am a seatbelt advocate. My car doesn't move without mine on. But I knew it would just take a few seconds to run back and latch the door, so I threw the seatbelt aside and moved quickly. I had already returned to the front of the motorhome and had my hand on the back of my seat when Larry yelled something. I heard it, but it didn't have time to register, and slammed on the brakes, throwing me headfirst into the windshield. The windshield cracked into all directions where my head hit it. The motorhome stopped. Larry was out of his seat above me, screaming to keep me conscious. As he helped me get up off the floor, we could both see the moped driver that had cut us off. If Larry had not slammed on the brakes, the driver would have been crushed like roadkill on the highway, squished like a bug. We saw him looking at us and the damage he'd done, and then we watched him drive away. My God, this hurt. I remember Larry yelling, "Are you all right?" As if in a bubble, I heard myself speaking slowly and replied, "One thing I am very sure of, I am not all right." Larry was shaking so badly that he couldn't punch 911 on his phone. I asked for the phone and instantly connected. I was calmly reporting the accident to the dispatcher, hoping that police could intercept and apprehend the driver who had left the scene. Then I said, "Oh, there are injuries, and I need an ambulance dispatched too." Per my symptoms, they stuck me in a neck brace and strapped me to a backboard. Larry would have to turn the rig around himself and navigate it to the nearest hospital, which was no simple task. This was not an easy task at all. This wasn't just the 36-foot motorhome, but the tow dolly loaded with my Ford Escape as well. Conway Medical Center was just a few miles back. They quickly x-rayed me. When the doctor came back in with the results, he told the support staff to get me reset on the backboard. I had a fractured C2 and required a neurosurgeon, which they did not have on staff. One false move and I could be paralyzed for life. They dispatched special transport that took me to Grand Strand Regional Medical Center, which was equipped and staffed to handle any level 1 trauma.